Okay, so today I am speaking with Alreem Alhassani, an NYU Abu Dhabi junior who is studying visual arts. So my first question is related to where you grew up. So as I understand it, Al Ruwais has undergone a lot of changes in recent years, as much of the UAE has. It used to be a small fishing town that's now known for a lot of industrial development, including activities related to oil and gas, petrochemicals, fertilizers, and now nuclear energy. So over the course of your time growing up in Al Ruwais, how have these changes affected the town and the communities of people living in it? And specifically, how has Al Ruwais changed as a result of the construction of the Baraka nuclear energy plant?
So as Truly mentioned, that the city Al Ruwais has undergone many, many changes since it was established in the 70s. And there is continuous development in the economical side of it, which has affected positively the social part or the social aspect of Ruwais. The main changes that I've noticed so far are as follows. So the population has increased due to the more industrial building, and the Baraka nuclear plant is one of the recent developments in the area. And consequently, more of residential units are built and are being built, and there is more social interest, social interaction that is an ultimate result of bringing more people to work in the plant, people who have families, who bring their families and live in Ruwais. The new industrial life has also brought many more nationalities to Ruwais. So approximately there are now 15 to 20 different nationalities living here with families, which has created communities. So each nationality in Ruwais would create sort of their own cultural community. But we also have many, many different communities amongst schools, amongst the different companies that fall under ADNOC. And the city became much more rich in terms of culture and in terms of people getting together. We have certain events of the year where the whole of Ruwais community is participating in, such as National Day, such as Flag Day. And we meet and we have social relations that are not necessarily about the industrial plants or about what happened in the plants, but the families get together, the family of employees get to know each other through the employees who work together. And that creates a very nice social aspect of living in Ruwais, which has also resulted in developing the education system. And we have more schools than when it was first inaugurated. And we have a college and which has made Ruwais a hub for people in the Western region of the UAE to come and study. And we have more and more teachers flying in from European countries, from the United States, and to work and live in Ruwais for a few years.
Very interesting. So since you mentioned education, I want to skip to another question. Since you're also a student at NYU Abu Dhabi, which is a bit far from Al Ruwais, but I think is still connected to the community in some way. So as a student at NYU Abu Dhabi, or based on your understanding of how the industrial sector has changed education in Ruwais and the UAE, do you think the Baraka nuclear energy plant will have an effect on experiential learning or education in some way, whether it's law, politics, engineering, or other disciplines?
Yes, I definitely think it will play a role in directing more young people, especially in the engineering and science fields, to be able to join this organization. It will create many jobs, and it will create a new cohort of engineers and leaders of UAE who will participate in that, in the creation of that industry. As a student, I also think there are so many opportunities that comes from employees, from CEOs, to educate younger people. At NYU Abu Dhabi, we have a lot of regional trips around the UAE, and we do a lot of experiential learning. But because Baraka and like the other industrial plants is a very sensitive area, a trip might not necessarily be possible, but it is possible to have conferences talking about nuclear energy, to have people working in that field to come and talk to students as guest speakers, and to tell them about the impact of having a nuclear plant in the UAE, and what is the political position of it, what is the economical position of it, and how this will introduce new fields in perhaps maybe even political science and engineering and have more graduates be part of that plant.
Great. So how do you think the Emirati government has educated people on the Barakah project and the UAE's deployment of nuclear energy in general?
So again, it starts from schools. I think in schools, we had repeatedly sessions presented by people working in the project of Barakah, employees. And my dad is one of the employees of ADNOC Fertilizer. And as employees in the different ADNOC companies, they get a lot of sessions and training in their offices about the conceptual risk of Barakah, about its existence, about its impact. And so these people will come home and will transfer this knowledge to their families and to us at home. The Barakah used to participate with school events as they keep close contact with all social levels of Ruwais. So they would go and give information sessions about what Barakah is and what nuclear plant means in this region. And self-education is also one of the easy ways to develop about this topic and to develop the required calmness towards this technology, because it's pretty new. And given, you know, the history of nuclear plants, it is really, it is possible to have people question and get anxious about having a nuclear plant. So all these information sessions, the training that employees get across all different fields do contribute to people being more calm about it and getting more educated about it.
So you briefly mentioned sort of the regional aspect of it. And the UAE is going to be the first Arab country to bring a nuclear reactor online. So could you speak a bit more about how you think this will affect relations with regional neighbors? How do you think the UAE can enable other countries that are considering nuclear power?
So being the first to have this type of technology to produce energy, I think it genuinely makes the public feel proud of what the country has achieved and how the government has been diverse in its energy sources. And in the Gulf region, I think it opens the door to the rest of GCC countries to follow these footsteps and to apply similar technology and to be able to get support from the UAE, as well as the UAE has become the benchmark to help and assist with this type of technology. And since we have the resources, you know, Barakah is situated in the ways where people here are already trained in plants, in industrial plants, and people who live in the ways are specifically tied to these jobs. So the flow of people coming into Ruwais to live and work is sort of controlled in a way where we know these people's backgrounds, we know their educational backgrounds, and that helps spread the knowledge. So it is. I think it's genuine and possible that people do have negative idea about what nuclear energy is and how it relates to nuclear radiation and old experiences And I think the UAE has taken this very risky step, but with a studied measurements and with caution. And people will need to be well educated about the noble use of this energy rather than just the side of the production, the side of like the harmful weapons of it. And as I said, this new study, this new process of creating Barakah in the UAE will also educate a lot of people to look at the positive sides of using this energy and to assist others in being educated about this.
So in addition to sort of setting a benchmark in terms of the deployment of nuclear energy in the region, the UAE has also set some benchmarks for mitigating climate change and pursuing clean energy. It has some of the most ambitious plans in the region to reduce carbon emissions and diversify its energy mix, including a concentrated solar power plant that's the world's largest, some carbon capture, utilization, and storage programs, and the region's first hydrogen plant. What role do you think nuclear energy will play alongside solar, CCS, hydrogen energy solutions to diversify the economy and meet its climate change mitigation goals?
So I think first it's really important to understand what is the importance of nuclear energy to the UAE. And nuclear energy is an alternative source of producing power compared to oil and gas exploration. And it Consequently, it saves more reserves of oil and gas. It puts the UAE as like one of the leading countries for adopting nuclear energy for noble use. And it gives people the opportunity to learn about this new technology and be educated in the field. It also expands and diversifies the job opportunities and resources for better capital and income. And it is one of the clean, it doesn't produce harmful gases to atmosphere. It's a safe energy. It has safe energy sources with cutting edge technology. So it provides safe operator facility to the workers and people living in nearby areas. And as Julie mentioned, the UAE is going for like new plants where it will help in saving climate change and for the diversity in energy sources. And the nuclear plant will add to this by having, you know, clean energy to produce power for the whole country without affecting the atmosphere.
Great. So my final question is sort of one that gets discussed quite a bit in the US and throughout the world. So in the US and throughout many other countries in the world, nuclear energy has a bit of a public relations problem. People see or hear about nuclear disasters and worry about radiation, contamination, or non-proliferation. How do people in your community and throughout the UAE view the country's pursuit of nuclear energy?
This kind of concern is well known and obvious due to the history of nuclear plants and due to the fact that nuclear reactions are one of the risky ones in industrial life. So the people, the employees who work in these plants has always played a good role in eliminating such worries, as they have the necessary educational background about the plant, which they transfer to their families and their households. So they are well educated before, you know, embarking on this new step, embarking on this new project. In addition, most people who stay in Ruwais, again, as I mentioned, are from industrial backgrounds, and they have a good level of education about it because the jobs in Ruwais are really revolved around industrial plants. And other than that, we have the hospital, the supermarkets, the bank, and these are the necessary facilities that people need to be able to live here. So, but the most percentage of people who live here are trusted to have the well educational background in this topic. And people in the here trust the UAE government. So everything is developed is in a very safe manner, and as well as using the latest technology, and people know how, the leaders know how to continue with these projects, you know, having the people with the best educational backgrounds be working in the field. And in conclusion, people are more welcoming these ideas nowadays and have less panic or worry as they are being educated about it, as we keep hearing about it from our families, from our fathers, but also from the government. So we have information coming in from both sides, you know, from a government level, which is very official, but then at Ruwais, a lot of employees, friends, you know, talk about it. And the more we talk about it and discuss it, and the more we understand it, and the more we feel calm toward living a few kilometers away from a nuclear plant.
So I'm just curious, since you go to NYU Abu Dhabi, do you have a lot of conversations with your fellow students about this, or is it something that is primarily discussed, you know, in your home or in your community in Ruwais?
So whenever there is conversation revolving around Ruwais or the industrial plants here, I always feel engaged to talk about it and discuss it, because I come from a family who works in the industrial plant, and as someone who've lived here my whole life and went to school here as well, I feel so passionate about this area and about what it produces, about its plans and hopes for the future. And so whenever that conversation is stirred up, I always feel engaged to talk about it and to tell people about how did I live here as a student from elementary to high school, and having a father who works in the industrial plant, it is really interesting. As a kid, I used to ask my dad, what do you do with all these pipes? You know, I used to see pictures and be like, so do you really, you know, do this and that? And it's very interesting, because as someone who doesn't really, I don't major in engineering or science, but I feel like the information that I get from my father does inform me and expand my knowledge about what does it mean to be part of that community, of that industrial community, and what it means for the households of these employees to be part of that community as well, even though they are not directly working in that field. And whenever that conversation is up, I feel prepared to talk about it and at least give like educated answers about what it means to be here, what it means to have a father who works there. But again, I always make sure that I do not go beyond that, as I don't have the necessary knowledge about industrial life because I have not studied in that field.
I think that's always the safe thing to do. Well, it sounds like we're going to be hearing a lot more about the Baraka nuclear plant in coming weeks and months as it starts generating electricity. So it's a great insight from someone who has lived and grown up in that region and knows a lot about the community. So thank you so much for speaking today.